Go on, Holt. This must be very exciting for you to come back here.
Yeah, it's always nice to come back. I always enjoy playing and getting out there, and especially on this pitch, always holds fond memories. So it'd be be really good next week to get involved, and hopefully be a good game.
To test yourself against World Cup winners, world champions, title winners, that must be really nice as well.
Yeah, well, I have done that before, you know.
As I said,
but as I said, the players that you've got coming, as I said, you've grown up watching them and you realise they've had unbelievable careers. I've been fortunate enough to meet a couple of them while we've been building up to that, and they're absolutely fantastic people who want to do a good job for their club. And I think it's a fantastic thing that everyone's doing, to be honest with you. I think it's great for the community. I think it's great for Norwich. I think it's great for all the good lads to come back. And I just hope people come down and take it for what it is and try and get as many people in this stadium and show everyone how good we can be.
I suppose you'd be considered as a bit of a youngster in this game. That must be quite nice for you.
Yeah, I think I probably am. Probably, I think I'd be the youngest, I think. So that'd be a nice change, wouldn't it?
It will be, yeah. A game for community. It's a great cause, as you say. Are you hoping that fans do get behind this?
Yeah, I think they already have. I think we'll just like keep selling. I think they need to know what it's for. It'd be a good opportunity for dads to bring the boys to show them their two eyes to watch on here, and there'd be the young lads to come out and say, well, da-da-da, and he's better than him, and da-da-da, and it always gives good debate. So I always quite like it. I said, if people just come down, because I said I think it'd be a bit more competitive than what people think. I think it's going to be, it's a nice, easy charity there, but I don't think it'd be that. I think it'd be a decent game, and I think if they want to see some of the best players that's ever played football for Inter Milan, then that's what it'll certainly be.
Are you looking forward to playing with people like Chris Sutton?
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, as I said, I'm a fan like anyone, so I've seen all these lads playing on that pitch and seen them on the TV, seen what they're doing, and you look at them, and that's how I remember them. Unfortunately, I get to meet quite a lot of them, so it's good in that aspect. But as I said, even I'll be on the fan watching from afar, thinking, wow, he's playing, and yeah, it'd be really good.
Obviously, you're still playing at Barrow, doing a bit of coaching as well, aren't
you? Yeah, done a year player coach now, so which has been good. Managed to get quite a lot of stuff under my belt, learned an awful lot this year, which is really, really good. Why play more games than I thought I was going to play? So it's really good for me. As I said, the moment I'm supposed to be on rest mode, but I keep getting dragged into doing loads of games. So it's not a bad place to be, but we'll see what happens next year. As I said, it's another year of coaching and another year to my development where I want to be eventually.
Is the dream eventually to become a manager?
Yeah, eventually. I said, you can't rush these things. You've got to do things in the background. You've got to learn stuff. And I've been very fortunate. I've been with a fantastic manager this year, a fantastic assistant. And I've learned an awful lot. And the good thing is that I can do that again. It's another 2 years. It's another step on my transition to where I want to be.